Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
One of the all-time great players in the NBA was a 6'1", 12-time All-Star from the Detroit Pistons named Isaiah Thomas. Tonight, when the Boston Celtics take on the Washington Wizards in Game 5 of the NBA Eastern Conference Semifinals, they'll be counting on a player with the same name but who has no relation and who is only 5'9". After a surprisingly successful regular season, the younger Isaiah Thomas is now playing through personal tragedy, the death a few weeks ago of his younger sister. Shira Springer from Here Now contributor WBUR has our story.
It's the start of the 2017 NBA playoffs. It's the first quarter of the first game of the first round. Isaiah Thomas steps to the line for a pair of free throws. An MVP chants fill Boston's TD Garden. The chants pay tribute to the point guard's talent, for the speed that makes him almost impossible to stop, for the scoring bursts that often propel the Celtics to victory. But this day, the chants also recognize more than all that. Barely 24 hours before the Celtics postseason tipped off, Thomas learned that his younger sister, Chyna, died in a car accident.
My family, my friends, they tell me to just keep going. My sister wouldn't want me to stop. The only thing about it is once I leave this gym, I hit reality and she's not here. That's the tough part.
That's Thomas in a TV interview after he scored 53 points in an overtime win against the Washington Wizards that night. And the win came on what would have been his sister's 23rd birthday.
It was top five all time for me personally. It was top five.
Turner Sports reporter David Aldridge has covered the NBA for 30 years. The other performances in Aldridge's top five? A few games by a guy named Michael Jordan and one by LeBron James. Not bad company to be in.
He was playing at such a high level that you just go, wow, this is really rare, even for the best players ever to play this well.
Thomas often leaves veteran NBA watchers asking, how does he do that? How does someone who's 5'9" dominate opponents who tower over him? And how does he do it again and again and again with clutch three-pointers and fearless drives to the basket?
Back out Isaiah for three. Isaiah buries another three. He's got 26 now in the game.
Mr. Fourth Quarter. Isaiah to the basket. And the Celtics take the lead.
The answer? He's relentless and ultra-competitive. Thomas averaged 29 points per game during the regular season. That ranked him third in the NBA. But the 28-year-old Thomas still has some doubters he's trying to prove wrong. They've always been there, and they've always motivated him. From when he was young, to when he played at the University of Washington, to when he was selected by Sacramento with the final pick in the 2011 NBA draft, to now.
Because if he wasn't the underdog, he might not be the Isaiah Thomas we see today. Never know.
That's Celtics teammate Avery Bradley. He's known Thomas since their days growing up in Tacoma, Washington.
Same move that he makes that he gets by people, he did the same thing in high school. Same thing as a kid. He's been doing that his entire life.
But a much bigger audience is paying attention now, certainly bigger than a couple years ago when Thomas arrived in Boston as part of a three-way trade. Back then, Celtics president of basketball operations Danny Ainge says it was hard to imagine him becoming one of the NBA's best.
But I knew, you know, I knew what he was capable of doing. I knew that he was a great scorer, and I loved his competitiveness. I knew he was a really, really tough kid. It's the only way you can survive at his size in the NBA, and he does a lot more than survive.
Still, it's up for debate whether Isaiah Thomas is the player the Celtics should build their future around. Here's Turner Sports reporter David Aldridge again.
The knee-jerk reactionary answer would be no. Of course, he's too small. He can't do it to take the ball out of his hands. But again, I think you got to look at this differently with him. It's not just about what his physical attributes are. It's his leadership, it's his will, it's his mental strength and toughness. Those are championship qualities that he has.
As for Thomas, he says tonight's Game 5 is the most important game he's ever played, and he's confident of the outcome.
not one man can guard me. And that's just the confidence I have.
For Here and Now, I'm Shira Springer.